Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
827 of the 949 election seats filled. There's still 14 European seats to fill. I'm not going to bore you with facts and figures and statistics over the next half an hour today. I know you've heard loads of political analysis and commentary over the weekend. I was in on Saturday myself. But behind all of those figures, there are some great stories, heartwarming stories. And I'm always interested in hearing about the human story, about those who are running for election. And when I was in on Saturday, I had an opportunity to hear and see some of those who managed to cross the line. And well, not one, but two of them, the father and son duo in Talla and Dublin, Baby and Brito Perpadanian, are with us on the programme today because you were both elected to the council in the Talla area of Dublin. Baby, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations on your election.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're a three-time councillor, isn't that right? In the Talla.
No, two-time councillor. In 2009, I was an independent candidate. That time, I lost my seat to very few votes.
So you're back.
Yeah, I'm back in 2019. This is my second time councillor.
Second time. So, and you ran. You're elected for now as a Fine Gael. You were independent initially.
Yeah, initially I was an independent. In 2019, I elected as a councillor in Fine Gael.
Yeah. I suppose what's a little bit different about the election for you this time, Baby, is that your son, Brito, also ran alongside you and he too was elected.
Yeah, definitely it is entirely different than before. Because of this time is we are both are working and very, very hardly we... You know, working in different areas, you know. He's a full-time in a medical doctor and myself is working full-time and everything is... I'm a full-time counsellor. And anyways, we are got a very good result.
Brito was with us on the line as well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is your first time now being elected as a counsellor.
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah. It's my first time running.
Yeah. It was your first time to run though as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you find the time? Because as your dad mentioned, Brito, you're a doctor.
I am, yeah. So I'm a doctor working in Talla Hospital at the moment. It was pretty hard because I was selected to run at the Fine Gael Selection Convention back in July last year. So since then, I've been just slowly chipping away at it. Initially, I was able to kind of do some work on the doors and leaflet dropping after work. Then I got to a point in the winter where it just wasn't possible because it was just way too dark after work. So we'd just do the weekends. And then again, after winter, I suppose, coming into spring, you know, we were able to do the weekdays as well. So I just kind of get out of work, go straight to, you know, leaflet dropping or knocking on people's doors, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Can't have been easy.
No, it was hard enough because obviously you had to have a good schedule going to make sure you got out of work on time and then, you know, you finished canvassing on time so that you could go rest up and sleep and go to work the next day.
Baby, when you were out knocking on the doors, were you canvassing for Brito as well or just for yourself?
Just for me, you know, because getting very good support from the party, you know.
Yeah.
He had his manager, Stephen. And I'm also trying to get my wife also after the duty. She's going both sides. She did very big role, you know. She did a lot of work for the canvassing and dropping the leaflets. And many my friends are everybody is supporting, you know.
Yeah.
Without them, we couldn't do anything.
Is it mixed emotions, Brito, when you're running? I suppose alongside and in many ways maybe two against your dad.
Well, not really. No, like I mean. Dad, obviously, like, because he's running in Talla South and I'm running in Talla Central, there wasn't really any competition at all. He, you know, he did help out a bit with Mum as well before Christmas when I suppose they had a bit more time in their hands. But, you know, I've been really fortunate to have a great campaign manager, Stephen Sheeran. He's, you know, put in a lot of work. He's essentially been my rock throughout the whole process, as well as all of my colleagues, friends and party members. They've all played a massive role in my success.
You moved maybe to Ireland from India. Was it over 20 years ago?
Yeah, it's 23 years over now.
Right.
23. Yeah.
And how?
And, first of all, my wife came in Ireland. She is a nurse, and she came to Tala Hospital. And after that, after 6 months, I came here.
Yeah. And you, Brito, for you, were you born in Ireland?
I know. So I'm 24. I'm here since I'm one.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Do you like Ireland?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ireland is my home.
Where you've lived.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But it's you know, it can't be easy though, working as a doctor and now launching into a career in politics as well. Like, obviously you're serving the people medically and now at a local election level, but it's got to be tough.
Well, it is tough, but I suppose where there's a will, there is a way. And that's one of the things I actually like about both fields, because whether you're, you know, doing medicine or you're actively serving the public, I think at the end of the day, like, simplifying everything, you're just trying to put a smile on people's face if you're doing your job right, you know, helping them out, whether it be for a medical reason, treating their health, or, you know, just with just local issues in the area. So I think I enjoy both aspects of it.
Yeah. I suppose it's try and hit the ground running now, and you know, the new job probably starts today as well, does it?
We have some meetings planned for this evening as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
No rest.
And well, no, I don't know. I mean, I'll have to take today as the rest day.
Yeah, I know.
I have work tomorrow morning as well in the hospital, so
it's a lot for
sure.
Take
what we can get. Yeah.
What was your inspiration though to get involved in politics?
I'd say just seeing Dad for the last 5 years, you know, working in the community, getting in touch with people directly, going to their, you know, homes, speaking to them. I think that, like, my dad was definitely my biggest inspiration getting into politics. It wasn't something, like, medicine was something that I kind of wanted to do from a very young age, but
yeah.
Politics was something that kind of grew on me over the last, say, 5-6 years through just seeing Dad as a counsellor.
It must have been very emotional, baby, for you, was it, over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I am also, this is my passion, like, and I'm happy to go to the chat with the people and doing something for them. And people is elected me in 2019. I have to give them back, you know, something for them. You know, that's why I did very good work for to the community, especially in Tala South.
I have a lovely text, Brito, in here from somebody, a guy called Shane, who says, I'm a patient in Tala Hospital. I was allowed out on Friday to vote and to do other things. And I voted for Brito because he treated me when I presented to the hospital with mobility issues, later confirmed as cancer in my kidney and spine. He's a great doctor and obviously a great guy. Lovely message.
That's really heartwarming now to hear, because, you know, where we are, you know, despite, you know, all the issues around healthcare, we are trying to give it our best, you know, in the hospital.
Well, it's a lovely message to receive, I'm sure, in what's been an exhausting and a tiring day for you both and all of the other councillors as well, and even those that didn't manage to cross the line over the weekend too. Declan Meehan is with us on the line as well, Brito and baby. Declan is an independent candidate, well, now a councillor, Declan, I should say, in Donegal. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Delighted, I've no doubt, to cross the line.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. You know, we were hoping to take a seat. We topped the poll in the Milford electoral area in Donegal, and we did that with a very progressive and inclusive campaign. So we're very proud of the campaign that we've run and that it was received so well and got a ringing endorsement from the electorate of Milford.
You made history as the first gay councillor in County Donegal, which I know for a lot of people listening to this will think, why is that such a big thing? But it was, I suppose, historic over the weekend for you.
Yeah, look, I mean, anything that improves diversity and representation in the council is a good thing. And, you know, it's 2024 and you kind of look back and you think, gosh, how could that be the case? But I guess it's important for members of the LGBT community in Donegal to see that representation. And I'm very, very proud that has happened, definitely. So, yeah, look, it's a big day for the LGBT to see that representation on the county council.
It's 1,700 or over 1,700 first preference votes, Declan.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, I mean, as I said, I'm very, very proud of the campaign that we ran. You know, I'm a community worker. That's my background. That's my bread and butter. And, you know, I've been spending the past number of years working with immigrants and refugees in the community as part of my wider work. I suppose in a time or during an election where immigration was a huge issue, I think this is a re-endorsement for a more progressive and inclusive type of politics of unity rather than politics of division.
Well, particularly when you see the first preference vote or the support that you received when that was part of your campaign manifesto.
Absolutely, yeah. As I say, look, there was no hiding from it. It was out front and centre as part of the campaign. And as I say, it was a ringing endorsement then from the electorate of Milford, which we're delighted with.
Yeah, unified and not divided, I think, was part of your statement.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that's what people want, ultimately. You know, I do think, Andrew, that the media has had a role in amplifying a very vocal minority around some key issues. And we're not seeing that being borne out in the ballot box now over the past weekend to the extent that I think some people expected. And I think what people want at the end of the day is they want to see politicians and public representatives addressing the key issues around housing, around infrastructure and around health. And they don't want this politics of division. They want everyone to be brought together. They want everyone to be catered for in terms of facilities and services. So I think that was a key message that we put out and resonated with the people.
Was that an issue, Britta? Were you getting much of that on the doors when you were knocking, the issues around migration and the country's immigration policies?
I was, to an extent. I mean, you know, despite whether you're running for the local elections or you know, whatever election you're running for, I think when you're knocking at a door, you're more likely to be asked about national issues than, you know, the local trees or the footpaths or the grass cutting. I think that's the reality of it. And that's kind of, I suppose that indicates that people are very much worried about those issues: housing, migration, healthcare, disability services. You know, these are things that I commonly get as well. And I bring them up the best I can to our local TDs and ministers as well. But now that I'm in a position to represent our area, I suppose, on a council level, I think, you know, I can actually bring that up more frequently and to our higher authorities.
We've often heard, Declan, you know, in recent weeks from many councillors that maybe decided not to run in the elections at the weekend, and how difficult and how tough it can be. Like, it can often be a very toxic profession to work in. Your public life, your private life becomes very public. Why did you want to become a councillor?
Well, I guess, look, as I said, I am a community worker. I'm working in the community every day. I suppose I saw the potential in having a role like being a county councillor and how much that can deliver for your local community, having access to various forums and platforms which can deliver real results. And that's why I wanted to become a county councillor. And I have to say as well, Andrea, that my experience on the doors, and my team canvassed over 4,700 doors in a rural part of Donegal. I was on over 2,000 myself over the past 12 weeks, and it was an incredibly positive experience on the doors, with only a handful of negative interactions over that period. So, yeah, look, the motive there for wanting to become a county councillor is wanting to deliver for the community and seeing the potential that is there.
Yeah, well, somebody who's been doing that for quite a long time is Fine Gael councillor Mary Hilda Kavanagh. Because, Mary, am I right in saying you were the country's longest serving female councillor?
Yes, you are. I was elected first in 1974 and at every subsequent election.
Every subsequent election. So if you're to impart some advice to Britta and Declan here today, what's the secret?
The secret, I suppose, is being available to people at all times. I'm a full-time county councillor since 1988. I think to listen to people and do the best you can for them, work hard, be consistent, and above all, be honest with people. If they ask you to do something for them that you can't deliver on, try your best and then go back and tell them, sorry, I failed on this one and stay going.
Just be as straight with people as you can.
Exactly, exactly.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. I never made a promise in my life. The only promise I made was in 1974. I promised people that I'd work hard for them because I had no idea what my job was going to entail. And I have worked hard for them. And any issues that I'm asked to bring up publicly, I bring them up at council meetings, I bring them up at all municipal meetings, and I fight hard for what I deem to be the best interests of the people I represent.
So you're full time though. You went as a full time county councillor in 1998.
Well, I taught 14 years, and then family circumstances, forced me to leave teaching. I had a bereavement in their family.
Okay.
And I stayed at home full time then to be a mother and a counsellor.
You obviously enjoy it, Mary.
I do. I enjoyed it. I like meeting people, talking with them, solving problems for them, being the go-between the people and the executive, I suppose, and bureaucracy. And something that might be very simple for me to solve might be a major thing for somebody else. So it's not rocket science to be a counsellor. It's just commitment and hard work.
Yeah.
And you have to be a people person.
Has the job got tougher, you know, with social media, you know, just in general, has it become more difficult?
Well, I suppose it's more difficult in the sense that you felt very valued in the old days. There was great respect for public representatives. We were no different to the clergy, I suppose, and the Gardaí and teachers. There was a big respect for TDs and councillors and ministers and politicians in general. And that is not there any longer, I think. But I have never been at the receiving end of serious abuse. I think during the campaign, my campaign, I do most of my canvassing on my own, and I started on the 14th of February and campaigned for 6 days a week, the afternoons only, and when darkness came, like one of the previous speakers, I went home.
Yeah.
People don't want you knocking on their doors in the dark. But in general, it was a very positive experience, and people were extremely kind and hospitable. I mean, I won't talk about how much weight I gained, but I certainly gained weight from all the homemade confectionery.
The scones and the biscuits.
I wasn't offered biscuits at all. I was offered tart and buns and cake.
Right, the good stuff.
And I was sent home with free-range eggs, more confectionery for my husband. I brought home a pot of honey. I brought home a bouquet of flowers from a lady's garden. Last week, I just happened to say to her that carnations were lovely, and she went off and picked a big bunch for me.
Lovely.
People in general, I have to say, the people of North Kilkenny, they're absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
They're so friendly, so kind, mad for the chat. Was asked in most houses. I only just met one nasty person who threw what I put through the door back down on top of me. He told me to take my rubbish out of his letterbox, and I said, I can't. I can't get it in my hand, and he threw it out to the window. That was the only negative experience in the entire campaign.
Yeah, it's you know, and I mentioned that to Declan and Brito and Baby there as well. Like, it's a tough job, and it's not easy. And I imagine it probably has got that little bit harder. But Declan and Brito were still with us on the line as two first time candidates. If you've any advice for them, Mary, today, or any words of wisdom, I'm sure they'll be delighted to take it.
Well, huge congratulations to your Declan and Brito and Baby. But no, do your best, that's all. Just do your best and be honest. Be honest with people, do your best. And you get your job satisfaction from small things, not big things. You're not going to change the world. Especially some new candidates think they can do all things for everybody, but not possible. But accept your limitations and work hard. And stay committed to the people, and they'll elect you every 5 years. In fact, we were very lucky. We had only three elections in 20 years back in the 90s. We got an 8-year stint and 2 6-year stints. But in general, like, this is only my 10th election, like, for in 50 years.
It's as simple as that, Declan.
Absolutely. And look, at advice taken and heard, and look forward to living that out over the next 5 years.
Listen, it's been lovely to chat to you all today. Congratulations on your election to all of your respective councils. That's Declan Meehan there, who's an independent councillor in Donegal, Fine Gael, Mary Hilda Kavanagh in Kilkenny, and then of course father and son, Baby and Brito Peperenda in Talla in Dublin. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.